Safety stock and safety lead time. Safety stock is extra inventory each partner along the supply chain may keep to reduce risks of unpredicted supply and demand fluctuations during the lead time. Safety lead time is ordering supplies earlier than needed as a measure of security against unpredicted manufacturing and transportation lead time fluctuations. For slow-moving items, safety lead times are preferred because using safety stock will result in a larger overall inventory investment. Safety stock. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety stock as follows. 1. In general, a quantity of stock planned to be in inventory to protect against fluctuations in demand or supply. 2. In the context of master production scheduling, the additional inventory and capacity planned as protection against forecast errors and short-term changes in the backlog. Overplanning can be used to create safety stock. Safety stock is there to be used, but always needing it typically means that cycle stock levels are not high enough, while never needing it means too much cycle stock is being maintained. The latter is usually the more expensive problem. Organizations usually set a target frequency at which safety stock can be accessed, such as once per month. Needing to use safety stock at a given location more or less frequently than this target, or never using safety stock at a location would trigger an exception needing review. The amount of necessary safety stock or buffer stock depends upon several variables. Frequency of ordering. Stockout risk is highest at the time of replenishment because of the uncertainty of order receipt. If you need to replenish only once a year, you have 1 point of vulnerability, while replenishing weekly creates 52 potential stockout situations. Therefore, more frequent ordering typically requires higher levels of safety stock. However, infrequent ordering involves larger orders and average inventory levels at a high cost, except for very inexpensive items. Variability of demand during lead time. High variability of demand means high sales might occur while waiting for an order. Length of lead time. Longer waits have more chance for variability. Accuracy of forecasting. Higher confidence in the demand forecast reduces the need for safety stock. Organizational, regulatory, or industry requirements. Some organizations simply have to keep a minimum level of safety stock. For example, medical and pharmaceutical companies need to keep high levels of some safety stocks to address the risk of a pandemic. There are 3 basic methods for determining the amount of safety stock to maintain. Fixed amount. Using experience or intuition to set or periodically review a fixed amount for a location's safety stock may be acceptable for stable demand items. Coverage. A coverage method sets safety stock for a given period at the level of inventory requested in the demand plan. If the demand plan forecasts a need for 10 units a day, safety stock for 30 days is 300 units. The advantage of coverage is that the safety stock will adjust itself based on the average seasonal demand. Statistical. A statistical safety stock calculation involves calculating a normal distribution, bell curve, of the variation in demand with average demand at the center. The standard deviations, sigmas, show analysts how high or low demand can get from the center. Safety stock is set to match the maximum variation in demand at a desired customer service level. It can be based on the most probable scenario or increased for less and less probable scenarios, 1 sigma, 2 sigma, etc. Safety stock can enhance the customer service level by increasing availability or enabling meeting quoted lead times. A certain amount of safety stock is beneficial to the supply chain because it helps decouple supply from demand. If demand shoots up unexpectedly, warehouse safety stock can be shipped to the retailer. Retailer safety stock may also be in the back room or on shelves. If supply is suddenly lacking, you have that inventory in the pipeline to keep filling orders until the flow of supply resumes. The prudent manager will look for ways to balance the costs related to holding safety stock and expenses related to stockouts, such as the cost of lost customers needing to rapidly ramp up production or needing to pay for expensive special deliveries. While the costs of stockouts are difficult to project accurately, management should set an acceptable cost level for stockouts and predetermine methods for dealing with them. The total cost of carrying safety stock plus the cost of stockouts should be tracked and minimized together. While it may be tempting to shoot for 100% order fulfillment, Exhibit 4-32 shows how it takes a very large increase in safety stock to approach perfection. It shows that moving from 95% order completion to 98% requires a very large jump in safety stock, whereas relatively little safety stock was required to achieve 95%. These are typical numbers, but they are not the same for all businesses. Exhibit 4-32. Safety stock increases versus order fulfillment. Some companies have found a way to reduce inventory, not just safety stock, almost to zero while actually improving customer service on at least some measures. Dell Computer is a prime example. Dell is able to deliver custom computers rapidly. If, like Dell, a business can essentially source and make or assemble a product to order and deliver it within a reasonable time, it may eliminate its inventory while enhancing its reputation and customer loyalty. A company may achieve these goals by shifting inventory back up the supply chain to its suppliers, in which case it's possible that nothing has been gained for the supply chain as a whole. Safety lead time. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines safety lead time as an element of time added to normal lead time to protect against fluctuations in lead time so that an order can be completed before its real need date. When used, the material requirements planning system in offsetting for lead time will plan both order release and order completion for earlier dates than it would otherwise. When order lead times vary significantly or are lengthy, the longer wait increases the chances that a stockout could occur. Some organizations solve these risks by placing orders early or late if orders consistently arrive too early. The safety lead time is the amount of time the order is placed ahead of the normal order point. Exhibit 4-33 shows how safety lead time could be used in an order point system. Exhibit 4-33. Use of safety lead time in order point system. In order point systems that can vary the timing of orders, the amount of safety lead time used can be hard to determine, for example, when studying ordering patterns of retailers. Reducing unnecessary safety lead time can reduce the bullwhip effect. Safety lead times also require performing the same balancing act between ordering too soon and having overstocks and ordering too late and risking stockouts. For example, materials shipped overseas often have lead times of 60 days or more. Ordering too soon can result in a serious overstock because orders arrive by the container load. However, delays from weather, labor unrest, or other factors could cause a serious stockout, also due to the large order size.